Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, good morning, folks. Here I am on the Staten Island Expressway on my way to New Jersey, which means that it's time for my Tuesday morning thoughts and rants and ramblings. I was thinking about this phrase that people say, don't meet your heroes. It's like a warning, you know. I don't know if people take it seriously or not, but I think some people probably do take it seriously as a warning, like, oh, you hold some person in high esteem for some reason, you know, something that they've done or created or has had a deep effect on you, and then you go to meet that person and they turn out to be an asshole or something, and then your whole image of them crumbles, and all the time that you spent with them in your mind has been polluted by this interaction that you had, you know. I get that. I mean, I understand it, but I don't get it because I don't really feel that way. I always have wanted to meet my heroes. And certainly they can be disappointing. I mean, some people are, I mean, they're just people. Everybody's a person, right? So some people are having a bad day, you know, and then they're dismissive or whatever, you know. So people can be disappointing, but regular people in your life can also be disappointing and are often, you know. So, and you spend a lot more time on those relationships than on this relationship with this sort of imaginary person in your mind. So I don't really understand that hesitation, you know, or that impulse to have an ideal in your mind that you keep there, because for me, meeting the person is always more interesting, like, than the version that I had in my mind, you know. Even if that contradicts what I thought they would be like, you know. Let me give a few examples, and this is going to sound a little like New York name-droppy kind of stuff, but it's just because I'm lucky enough to live in a place where I can actually meet people, just go out and meet people a lot. But you could do this anywhere, you know. They don't have to be famous people. They can just be people that are interesting to you. So I'll talk about my week. So on Thursday, last week I went out three nights in a row. It's quite unusual for me. But there were just some things happening, and they all happened in a row, so I went out to see them. So Thursday I went out to an art opening, and the art opening was in Soho, New York, and it was John Zorn. And John Zorn was doing presenting all of his drawings. It was a pretty remarkable show. I'd never seen his drawings before. You know, he's not known as a visual artist, but he's a multi-talented person. And one of my heroes, right? This is somebody who I had been checking him out since I was in high school, and I never probably thought I would meet him, but over the years I've come to know him pretty well, and he's totally not like what I would have imagined as a person, you know, based on the things that he puts out there, you know. But his personality is way more interesting than what I would have thought, you know, what I would have imagined, you know. So, you know, when you talk to John Zorn, he's got all kinds of things to say about all kinds of things that you would never know that he does, you know, it's like these drawings and stuff like that. And then at that same art opening, I ran into Henry Threadgill, another hero who I've also been fortunate enough to be working with in the last few years, doing some projects and stuff. This is another person who I would be pretty intimidated by, but he's one of the nicest people you've ever met, you know, and he just loves music. See, it turns out that everybody's a person, you know, which is an obvious thing to say, but everybody's a person. John Coltrane was a person. Martin Luther King was a person. You know, everybody is a person. So they all have to go to the bathroom. They all have to get groceries, you know. And sometimes in your mind, you think people are sort of above that. They're on another level, certainly. I don't believe I'm on the same level artistically as Henry Threadgill or John Zorn, but that just means that they've done more work and are farther along in the journey. And, you know, by meeting them, maybe I can get some ideas of how to not reinvent the wheel, but to actually, you know, actually get a little bit of their artistry into what I'm thinking about, you know, like actually get some tips and get some information and get some ideas about how to move through this thing, you know, that we call the journey of life. So those were a couple of heroes. I ran into Nels Klein there also, you know, another guitar hero. So, and I know this does sound like I'm like name dropping, which I kind of am, but I'm not doing it to impress you. I'm trying to say these are people that I'm impressed by. These are people that are like, you know, the general public doesn't know who these people are, you know, but in my world, they're at the highest level, you know. Then the next night, I went to go see Bill Frisell. I think most people know who Bill Frisell is. Absolute guitar hero. And if you've ever met Bill Frisell, I mean, this guy's the most humble, nicest person you've ever met, you know. Still curious, still trying to push his knowledge into new areas at whatever age he is, 70-something, you know. And that's, you know, I think for a long time I didn't want to meet, or I didn't make the effort to meet him, you know. He was just, okay, that's Bill Frisell over there. I'm going to leave him alone. He's surrounded by people, and I don't have anything to say to him, whatever, you know. He's not going to remember me. What's the point, you know? But because we've been involved in some projects together and taken some long car rides and stuff like that, I've gotten to know him a fair amount. And, you know, again, he's a person, you know. And everybody, you know, even people that you think are too busy or wouldn't want to bother with, you know, somebody telling them how great they are or whatever, that sometimes those people are just, you know, hanging around. Like, sometimes they're not even doing that much because everybody's leaving them alone, you know. Everybody assumes they're too busy or don't want to work on music or something like that. I mean, just because, and usually the heroes are older. I mean, you can have younger heroes as well, but my heroes are mostly older. And you forget that you get older also, you know. So, you know, when I'm 75 or something, I still want to be working on music, and I still want to be talking to other people that are younger and have cool ideas, you know. And they may see you that way, you know. They may not see you as some annoying person that's like taking up space, but you might be like a resource, you know, an actual connection to something that's hip, you know. And then on Saturday, I went out to see trio of Jeff Tane Watts with Kenny Barron and Ron Carter. And now you're talking about the history of jazz on one stage. I mean, you have Ron Carter, covers the 60s, Kenny's got the 70s, and Tane has the 80s and 90s and stuff. So this is major, major heroes. Now, I've, in the past, I've worked with Kenny Barron, so I, you know, I know him in a familiar kind of way, and again, he's just a beautiful, wonderful person, you know, for all the things, you think about all the things that these people have been through, and all the things they could be, you know, conceited about or something like that or whatever, just like the things that they could think that they deserve for all the dues that they've paid. Generally, the more accomplished people are, the more humble and nicer they are. I've just found that to be the case, you know. Kenny Barron is one of them. Jeff Tate Watts is another. I don't know him as well, but I've met him a few times. He's always been gracious and nice. And then Ron Carter, who's probably the biggest legend of all these people I've talked about. Well, he's just a person. I mean, he's hanging out in the back room there. He's talking to people, and I guess in your mind you're like, oh God, all these records, like this sound of this guy playing is in my mind from my whole life, and there he is, you know. So it's hard to it's hard to sort of be normal in that situation, but I just try to remember that this is a person who happens to have very special circumstances in their life where they've been in very special places and have put in a lot of work to get where they are, and you know, and I want to meet them. I want to meet my heroes. So you know, so that's the deal, you know. I don't know. And I have met other heroes who have been disappointing, you know, and it has happened. It happens all the time, you know. You meet somebody and they're like, oh yeah, you know, whatever, let me eat my dinner or whatever, you know. So but I don't know. I think that heroes are all over the place. Now I'm talking about this kind of New York thing where there's actually pretty famous people like all over the place. But I mean, no matter where you are, there are people like this. There are people who are older, who have cool stories, who have done cool things, and I don't know. I think it's worth it to try to investigate the potential heroes in your life. Just try to get some information. Try to hear stories. Because otherwise you're just in it, you're just reinventing the wheel a lot of the time, you know. If I can talk to Bill Frisell about, well, what does he think about playing Thelonious Monk, that could save me years of time on something that I was struggling with, you know. And that's how things like evolve, right? You learn from other people so that you can take it a little bit further, maybe, you know, in some area, you know. So anyway, that's my thoughts on heroes. You never know. You might be somebody's hero. You might be, you know, I think of myself as still as a young person, but in my mind I am, but I'm not actually. I'm 50 years old, so maybe even I'm some type of hero to somebody who's younger, you know. And occasionally I have someone come up and be like, you know, your music has meant a lot to me. And whenever somebody does that, like, I really try to understand that that's an important moment for them, even though I feel like it shouldn't be that important to meet me. I'm just a person, right? But in somebody's mind, like, I might have done something really important to them, you know, for their development or for their musical knowledge or whatever, you know. I might have made something that had an effect on them. So I try to be present in that moment, you know, and try to give it the attention that I've noticed that older musicians, even people who don't know me, when I go to meet them, you know, will give me that graciousness, you know, and say thank you, you know, that's really nice of you to say, you know, anything like that. It doesn't always happen, but there's no risk, no reward. I mean, if you stay with this ideal of something, is it better? The primary question is, like, is it better to maintain an ideal of something in your mind or with no risk, or to take the risk of meeting this person in real life and having that ideal be altered in some way, you know? And I always am like, well, I don't even know if my ideal is even, you know, is even accurate, you know? So I'd rather meet the person and see what happens, you know? And so that's my story. And I hope you have a great day. Tomorrow, very special post coming tomorrow. It's going to be very fun. So, stay tuned. All right. Hope I get through this traffic. It's getting pretty bad out here. All right.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.